Sunday the 13th of May 2018, 10:45 service. Sermon series, What's Our Part? Sermon title, To Remember God. Bible reading, Joshua chapter 3, starting at verse 14, and continuing to chapter 4, verse 7. And the talk is by Reverend Christine Harding. There were some technical issues with the Bible reading recording from the 10:45 service, so I've used the Bible reading from the 9 o'clock service.
The reading this morning is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 3, starting at verse 14, and it goes on to chapter 4, verse 7. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is in flood all during the harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests stood, and to carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stand tonight." So Joshua called all together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the Ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." And this is the word of the Lord.
Let us just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and I pray that the words that I speak will be your words, and may you speak into each of our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A couple in their 90s are both having problems remembering things. During a checkup, the doctor tells them that they're physically okay, but they might want to start writing things down to help them remember. Later that night, while watching TV, the old man gets up from his chair. "Want anything while I'm in the kitchen?" he asks. "Will you get me a bowl of ice cream?" "Sure." "Don't you think you should write it down so you can remember it?" she asks. "No, I can remember it." "Well, I'd like some strawberries on top too." "Maybe you should write it down." "I can remember that," he says. "You want a bowl of ice cream with strawberries. Oh, I'd also like some whipped cream." "I'm certain you'll forget that. Write it down." Irritated, he says, "I don't need to write it down. I can remember ice cream, strawberries and whipped cream." "I got it, for goodness sake." Then he toddles off into the kitchen. And after about 20 minutes, the old man returns from the kitchen and hands his wife a plate of bacon and eggs. She stares at the plate for a moment and says, "Where's my toast?" Memory is a funny thing, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I can seem to remember things that happened when I was a young girl easier than I can remember things that have happened more recently. It was a bit like this with Israel, except the other way round. They had no trouble remembering what God was doing for them in the present, but constantly forgot what God had done for them in the past. It was as if they needed to be reminded all the time that God loved them and they were his people. Had they forgotten how God had rescued them from slavery and parted the Red Sea so that they could cross over in safety? Had it slipped their memories? And then, of course, what about Moses, who was receiving the commandments from God? And it did not take them long to become impatient whilst waiting and forgot the promises to worship only God and decided to make an idol. How easy it is to forget all that God has done for us or doing for us when things start getting a little difficult. Life is hard sometimes. It might seem as if we are facing those battles on our own, but we're not. God is always with us if only we would call out to him and put our whole trust in him. The Israelites have seen many miracles and knew deep in their hearts that God kept his promises. But sometimes they forgot and began to try and do things in their own strength, just like we do. The key principle from Joshua is for us to follow God, not the other way round, because if you've ever tried to do things in your own strength, leaving God out, you will know that it does not work. God called the Israelites to follow the ark in verse 3. When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. We could ask, why did God tell them to follow the ark? Probably because they did not know where they were going. Jesus calls us to follow him in John 12:26. Whoever serves me must follow me. And Matthew 16:24. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We don't know where life will take us, even from day to day, but we know that God has designed it all and his promises are new every day. The time had come for them to remain faithful and trust in God, entering into his purposes. The river was raging at its high point. It was about a mile wide and impossible to cross. How on earth were they going to enter the land of Canaan, let alone conquer it? God wanted them to thoroughly understand that they could not do it without him. It was utterly impossible. Do you have any rivers you think are uncrossable, or problems beyond you which cause you to live in denial? Well, if that's you, then take a good look at the impossibility of crossing the Red Sea, the Jordan River, or Elijah and the prophets of Baal. In all of these situations, God, Yahweh, was and is more powerful than any of the situations. And it was Yahweh who was able to turn things around and make them possible, because nothing is impossible with God. He specializes in things thought impossible. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The nation had been in an impossible situation at the Red Sea, but God delivered them from the Egyptians. Their fathers had seen that happen and told the story many, many times. But now it is time for this generation to experience the glory of God firsthand and know by their own experience that God can deliver the impossible. Sometimes Things may get worse before they get better. But never give up trusting in the Lord. Keep stepping forwards in faith. Remember, true faith hears the inaudible, sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. God was going to do wonders among them, but they must obediently act in faith. Everyone could have prayed. Everyone could have sought the face of God. Everyone could have sanctified themselves. But if nobody had stepped into the river, nothing would have happened. There are times when we just have to step out in faith, trusting the Lord completely. Neil Armstrong, as a boy, was active in the Boy Scouts and had earned the rank of Eagle Scout. He was only the second person in his family to attend college. In 1950, a week after his 20th birthday, he became a naval aviator and then later an astronaut. The dramatic pictures of Neil Armstrong and his crew were broadcast to the world. Something momentous was going to happen as they touched down on July the 20th, 1969. The world watched Armstrong walk down the ladder and step out onto the surface of the moon. And I'm sure we all remember those famous words. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That is what God is calling us to do. No, not land on the moon, but take one small step for him. Imagine the drama of the moment when those priests approached the Jordan River. What if nothing happened? Have we been hearing God right? Or is all this just wishful thinking? The river is in full flood. Impassable, and yet God can get us across. The priest bearing the ark came to the water's edge and stepped forward, obeying Joshua's command. It was just a step, but the waters parted and the people crossed over on dry land like they did at the Red Sea. God brought his people through a crossing that they could not undertake in their own strength. Every big act for God begins with a small step of faith. It was God's presence among his people and his faithfulness to them that made their entire journey from Egypt to the promised land possible. Joshua wanted the people to remember their entrance into the promised land. That's why he asked each of the 12 tribes of Israel to choose a representative and asked them to choose a stone from the Jordan River. These stones were used to build a monument. It was a memorial to the significance of the people crossing the Jordan and entering into the promised land. It also gives them a chance to stop and think about what has just happened instead of rushing on with life. It was a special moment so that they could take this opportunity to give God praise for what he has done. I truly believe that we miss out on many miracles going on in our lives and around us because we live in a busy world, rushing everywhere and never taking time to stop and see what is happening around us. Not only were these stones giving the people time to stop and remember, but they were also to be a memorial and a reminder to future generations that the people of Israel crossed the Jordan because of God and not because of their own ability. There are times in our own lives that God does not want us to forget. How will we remember special events in our lives? What are we building for God and our children's futures so that they can remember what God is doing in their lives? Some people live in the past. They want to return to the good old days. The problem is that the good old days most likely weren't as good as we think they were. Other people want to change everything, always looking to the future. Both views involve escaping into a fantasy world. The Bible tells us that we are to live in the present and claim God's mercies and promises for today. Are you ready for a change? Are you ready to take new ground in your life, being prepared to build new and exciting memories for God and the work he is doing in our lives? I believe that is what our refurbishment is all about, an opportunity for us to build new relationships within our community as we work together to show God's love in action, crossing our River Jordan together, allowing God to make the way possible. Psalm 127, verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labour in vain." It's only as we take that small step of faith into the unknown that we will see God at work. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Our talk this morning is called Remember God. I wonder how often we call God to mind throughout our busy day. Remember that God doesn't have to be the period at the end of your day or the capital letter of the first word of your sentence. God can be the sentence that underlines our entire day. We remember God, our Creator, when we start walking through the day with him. Once we've acknowledged God's presence on a daily basis and established a level of trust with him, we will be able to take that step of faith and move closer to him. And when we ask him for something, it will be more natural and we will not be afraid to do it. Sometimes we can waste a lot of time beating ourselves up for having a poor prayer life because we find it difficult to focus ourselves for half an hour each morning. And if you can do that, then great. If not, just pray about the stuff that comes into your day all day long. What you will find gradually is that through it, it takes a little while to learn this skill. And you will build a sense of God's presence throughout the day and find that you are able to ask about things that you never would have thought of in the morning. You can do this because you're in the moment with God. You could be standing at the water's edge waiting to take that important step into the unknown. We don't get the final say in things. We just do what we can with what God gives us. We take risks. We live in the moment. We try things because we don't know what's going to succeed. God makes very few promises about things, how things are going to turn out. He says, just move ahead, take a step of faith and do the right thing. And let me worry about the outcomes. In the end, I'm the only one you have to answer to and no one else. So let us put our trust in God. Remember that it is in his strength we can do all things. And just like the priest in our Bible reading, unless we are willing to step into the water, then nothing will happen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have called each one of us to step out in faith for you. Father, what is it you're asking us to do? What is it that you are calling us to take that step into the unknown? Father, sometimes we cannot hear your voice because of all what is going on around us. Give us those times, Lord, when we can sit quietly and we can hear you speak to us. Father, you have a plan and a purpose for each one of us. Father, your church is built by your people who love you to pray and praise you and are willing to take that step out into the communities in which we live to show your love, to tell your story, and to remember all that you have done for each one of us. Help us, Lord, to share those memories, to tell others about you and how you can make a difference in all of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.